ASU has put Lawrence Krauss on administrative leave while the university investigates allegations of sexual misconduct. Krauss has denied all of the allegations. He's perhaps best known for his work on the Origins Project at ASU, which brings together a diverse set of thinkers ranging from federal secretaries to actors. Krauss is also involved with the Doomsday Clock, which was created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists and is used as a tool to warn of nuclear apocalypse. Joining me to talk about all of this is Peter Aldous, a science reporter for BuzzFeed News, who first reported on the allegations against Krauss. And Peter, first off, could you walk me through the timeline of what happened and how we got to where we are now?
Well, we were reporting on this for a number of months. The allegations we learned about started in 2006 with an incident of alleged, unwanted sexual advances in a hotel room in Washington, D.C. They continued. We have a number of incidents. There are five which involve some sort of unwanted sexual advance or touching. The most recent being the alleged incident occurring at a meeting in Australia, a meeting of the skeptic community in Australia, in November 2016.
Who are the women who are making the allegations? Are they students of his, colleagues of his?
It varies. These incidents have occurred, some of them in academic settings. One of the things that we had documentation for was a student at his former university, Case Western Reserve University in Ohio, who was made to feel uncomfortable by some comments that he made to her. But much of this stuff has occurred in the skeptic community at meetings organized by skeptics around the world.
Do you have evidence to suggest that ASU knew about these allegations that happened before he came here, before the university hired him?
We do not. No, we do not have evidence of that.
So is there any indication that anything disciplinary happened to him at Case Western or was done in any of the societies or any of the conferences, the groups putting them on when these allegations came forward?
Yeah, so at Case Western, he received a letter at around the time he was leaving to come to Arizona State University. This related to a couple of incidents with a student there. Well, what had happened there is the student had wrote about her experiences in the student paper. A senior member of faculty, actually the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, I think it was, contacted her and suggested she should make a complaint, which she did. That was investigated, and a letter was sent to Lawrence Krauss, which told him that his behavior could be in breach of the university's policies on harassment.
And we should point out that Lawrence Krauss has denied the allegations and says they didn't happen, what the women alleged has happened. But in addition to his being put on leave at ASU, it seems as though these allegations have affected his professional career. Some other organizations are looking to distance themselves from him. Is that right?
So a number of things have happened in the couple of weeks since our piece came out. The American Physical Society, which is one of the world's largest organizations of scientists in physics, withdrew an invitation for him to speak at its meeting, a big meeting coming up in April. The Center for Inquiry, which is a leading organization in the skeptics movement, they described it as suspending their association with him, which they did on Monday this week. And then Tuesday, Lawrence Krauss himself resigned from something called the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. He was the chair of its board of sponsors. I should say again that in his resignation letter, he strongly denied all of the allegations in our article. That organization is probably best known for what's called the Doomsday Clock.
Science is one of those fields which is traditionally seen as male-dominated. There are so many efforts to try to get more women involved in science, increase diversity in science. I'm wondering how an incident like this of alleged sexual misconduct, how does that sort of
How is that seen in the scientific community? How does that affect the scientific community?
Well, I'll broaden this a little, if I may, because this is not the first of these allegations that BuzzFeed News has reported on. I'm very glad to say that my two colleagues who I work with on this story have really blazed a trail here. Virginia Hughes, my editor, and Azeen Gureshi, who has done most of the reporting. Azeen in particular has done a series of stories, beginning with the astronomer Jeff Marcy, who was very well known for discovering planets around other stars. There have been several other cases that Azeen has reported on. So this has been something that has been rumbling in the scientific community for some while. The Krauss case is a little bit more interesting and different in some ways because he is not just a scientist, but he's a wider communicator, and he is involved in the skeptic and atheist communities. In science, you know, this is something that has been coming to light in recent years, and actually in science does precede today's Me Too movement.
All right. Peter Aldous is a reporter on the Science Desk with BuzzFeed News. Peter, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good to be with you.